The following shir has been presented by Harav Daniel Neustadt, Yoshev Roish of the Vat HaRabbanim of Detroit, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Braise in Shabbos Daf Yutes says, Tana Rabbanon ein mefligin b'svino pachas megimel yomim koidim l'Shabbos. One is not allowed to embark in a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, says the Braise, b'medvar mamurim, when is this Isser and Lidvar Rishus when you're going on a pleasure trip? If Lidvar Mitzvah, Shaper Dami, if you're going for a Mitzvah, so then you're allowed to go even within 3 days of Shabbos. And then Braise ends off and says that Mitzur Litzidon, if it's a small, close area, is a feeling very Shabbos Mutter. The Braise or Rashi don't say what the problem is, why one is not allowed to go in the Sfina within 3 days of Shabbos, and whatever that problem is, why that problem is alleviated when we're talking about more than 3 days. So why would Var Mitzvah not be a problem? The Braise is very sussum, and Rashi doesn't add what the potential problem could be. So we find in the Rishonim a number of different ways of how to deal with the sugya, and there are many nafkiminis lahalacha between the Rishonim. Tosfos right over here in the page says, you're not allowed to go in a boat, because we find the Gzeri the Rabbonin later on in Shabbos, that one is not allowed to be shot in the water in Shabbos. You're not allowed to row in a boat in Shabbos. Gzeri, Shema, Yesakin, Chavis Shol Shayotin. The person may, if he swims, if he rows in a boat, he may require a boat, he may construct a boat. Constructing a boat is an issur d'oraisa. So they made an issur d'rabbanan that he can't be shot in the boat on Shabbos. And therefore, based on that issur, state in the braisa, that within 3 days of Shabbos, one is not allowed to enter a boat because there's an issur to row in a boat on Shabbos. Why, if it's earlier than 3 days, the issur doesn't apply, Tosfos doesn't say, but mishtamah we can understand, because if you're bedafka going in a boat 3 days before, it's so far removed from Shabbos, it's like a hecker. Since the whole thing is only a gzeira, that you may make a mistake. So if you make a hecker, we find in other places that a hecker takes away the gzeira. And also we find in other places that the makom mitzvah, like gozer rabbanon. So therefore, the makom mitzvah, they allowed you to go in a boat just because it's merely a gzeira. By a gzeira, Chazal sometimes suspended the gzeiras. That's the sheet of Tosfos. If you take a look at the Rebbe Chananel says that the issue is because of Tchumen. We know there's an issue, a person is not allowed to go outside of the Tchumen Shabbos. And therefore, if a person is mafling in a Sfina will generally go out of the Tchum. That is what a Sfina does. So the Chazal said, if you're going within 3 days before Shabbos, you're going on a Sfina, we're choshesh that the Sfina is going to go outside of the Tchum, it's asa to do. The Rebbe Chananel says, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, in the Braise, so then the whole Isser is only with man shegoysheshes. It's very low, shallow. Ve'ein b'mayim yutfachim, there isn't even 10 tfachim of water. Because then it's within the realm of the Gzer of Tchumen, and therefore you'd be going outside of the Tchumen. Avon l'malim yutfachim in loigozer. But let's say it's a high boat, it's a high deep water, and you're sitting in a boat higher than 10 tfachim from the seabed, is not a problem. And therefore, says the Rebbe Chananel, that answers the minig. The minig of the island was that people went Mediterranean Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and certainly went before Shabbos, and they were in the boat on Shabbos. There's Issef Tchumen, there it is. In the deep seas, there's no Issef Tchumen, ain't Tchumen l'malam asar. The Rif brings down the sheet of Rebbe Chananel, and he asks two kashas on him. First of all, if the Issa is out Issa Tchumen, so why in the beginning of the week is Mutter? It's just the same thing. You're going out on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but by the time Shabbos comes out, you'll be going outside of the Tchum. So why should there be Chilik between the first 3 days of the week and the second 3 days of the week? Secondly, asks the Rif, the Gemara should have said that there's a Chilik between the Sfina Gdoyla, where the Issa doesn't apply, and the Issur applies only to Sfinik Tana. Why isn't this Meduktuk? Why does the Braise mention such a chilek? If this is the halacha, there's like Ike Chosman HaSefer. The Braise just says Sfina. It doesn't say Sfinik Doyle or Sfinik Tana. It's possible that we could answer the Rif's two kashas and Rebbe Chananel one with the other. Most Yidden care about Shabbos. They don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, Mestoma, a person who left on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is Mustama going on a big boat? because you're trying to go on a trip, which is far. And therefore, you're trying to avoid Shabbos as much as possible. So you'll go in a big boat. And in a big boat, it's going to be more than Asar Tfachim. And therefore, it's Takamutter. But those that go within 3 days close to Shabbos, Mistama, they don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. Mistama, they're going on a short trip. They're not taking a big boat. They're taking only a small boat. Because the whole trip is only planned to be a small trip. So Mimela, if it's a small boat, so that's what this would apply. So it comes out, goes hand in hand. A Sfina Gedela is going to be usually more than 3 days before Shabbos. A Sfina Ktana is going to be within 3 days of Shabbos. And therefore, it is Mefurish in the Braisa. In other words, in the Braisa says 3 days, the Braisa understood that we all talk about a Sfina Ktana. But Malaysa, we don't understand, according to Rabban Hananel, that the Rif also asks, why did they suspend their gzeira b'mokim mitzvah? Chachamim were emitted divrei b'mokim mitzvah. We find in many places in Shas. So why the Hirsh Chazal take away the din, the isetchum? So therefore the Rif himself says a different pshat in the sugya. He says it's nothing to do with isurim. It's not the isef of shayotin. It's not the isef tchumin. The problem that the Gemara is dealing with is a question of oinik Shabbos. When a person finds himself in a boat, it's a tsar. Boats shake, move, people feel sometimes seasick, the sfin is misna'anea, and therefore a person is not allowed to put himself in a matav where he would have a lack of einik Shabbos. Shabbos is l'menucha, a person is supposed to be relaxed and feel good. Put yourself in a situation where you're going to be seasick is also to do. Once a person is 3 days in the ocean, you already get used to the ocean. Most seasickness is in the first day or two until you get used to the waves and to the movings and the goings. So therefore, as long as you went on the boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we don't care that you stay in the boat on Shabbos. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's too close to Shabbos, but at that time you're not going to get used to it. So therefore, we made a gzera to protect the fact that a person needs einik Shabbos. Dr. Riff, we now understand why Letzarech Mitzvah, also Chazal said it's mutter. Because since you're oisik b'mitzvah, so therefore you're potter in a mitzvah. And a chalam, oinik Shabbos is a mitzvah. But just like shluch and mitzvah are potter from the sukkah, so to a person who's going on a boat l'tzarich mitzvah is potter from oinik Shabbos. So we can understand why these two things don't apply in this halacha. The Rambam also explains the Gemara like the Rif, and he adds that according to this explanation, the Isser will only be in the oceans, in the seas, where there are rough seas sometimes, that a person can come to tzar from the tiltul haderech. But if a person goes in the nahorois, in the rivers where there is no seasickness, so then you'll have to go even within 3 days of Shabbos. And this is not shver why this is not mentioned in the Braisa. Because the word mafligin means to go far, to go deep, to go to the yam. Rashi himself says mafligin, mafrishin min habosho l'yam. So that's going far, far away, that's like a distance. That's in the seas, in the high seas. But in a local river, over there, the Issa was never said, and was never mentioned in the Braisa. Halacha l'maisa, we learned from the Rif. It's not so negate to us to go on a boat, but it is negate to us among to go into the situation that we do something that will result in a lack of our einik Shabbos. And thus state in the Braisa, which is Gepaskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person cannot do something within 3 days of Shabbos which will cause him to have a lack of Einik Shabbos, a physical lack of Einik Shabbos. One of the practical applications of this halacha is whether or not it's permitted to schedule elective surgery on the days before Shabbos, within 3 days of Shabbos. If you have to have the surgery, there's nothing to talk about. But if you have a choice and you can schedule the surgery whenever you want, and it's a type of a surgery that will result in discomfort, or let's call it in pain, or in a lack of einik Shabbos within 3 days of the surgery, and the Shabbos is within 3 days, that a person should do whatever he can to avoid getting into a situation where einik Shabbos is. The Pesach can say that if you can't get the right doctor, and if you can't get the best doctor, so all these things get pushed off from this halacha. But if a person has a choice, so then a person should not be kaveya himself one of these types of situations where it will result in a lack of einik Shabbos if he does so within 3 days of Shabbos. So those are three ifanim of how to learn the sugya. The Ramban learns a fourth way. The Ramban learns that the problem over here is an issa derabbanan of amira la'akum. The boat is owned by Goyim. The Yisrael is a passenger on the Goyish boat. Since the Goy now works for the Jew, because since he's the passenger, and the Goy has to drive the boat, and he has to tie the boat, and he has to be over all kinds of malachas deraisas to lead the boat on its journey, and he's doing this for the Yisrael. That's a Miral Akum. And he tells the Goy to do something for him, or even if the Goy does something for him without telling him, but he clearly does it, L'tzarcha Yisrael, that's the Gzer de Rabbanon against the Miral Akum, and Arabin, and for such a Maisi, and to be part of that. So therefore, that's why Ein Mafligim B'Sfina. Based on this understanding of the sugya, says the Ramban, that if the majority of the passengers are Goyim, and the Goyim, the Goyish captain and the staff and the crew is driving the boat, not just L'tzarech Yisrael, but L'tzarech Roy Vakum, it's better. It's Ein Shem Yisrael Nikra Leah. And therefore, it's not considered a miral akum. They're doing it anyway for the goyim, which is roif. And in such a situation, that's the hat that the Ramban says that we have to go on a boat because we don't go on Jewish boats; we go on goyish boats. And therefore, the goyim are not doing it just for Jews; they're doing it for the population at large. And but the vast population at large is of other goyim. The fifth pshat in this sugya is the most original, and that is the pirush of the Balamor. The Balamayah learns that the issue is over here, that the Yisrael, who is a passenger on this boat, may come to a situation of Chilul Shabbos. Why? Because boats go. A lot of times there's storms at sea. There's a lot of times breakdowns. It's possible that the situation will become of Pekuach Nefesh. So the Yid is putting himself in the matzav where there possibly could be Pekuach Nefesh. So if it's Toich Shloshi Yedim Kodem Shabbos, it's also to do that. You're not allowed to go into a situation where you'll end up in a pikuach nefesh situation, because it's as if you're making a condition. I'm going in this boat almost al menasne l'chal Shabbos, and therefore that's also. But if you're doing it 3 days before Shabbos, then it's no shnach to the Shabbos. I'm going Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shabbos, Monday, Chayr Shmua. I don't even know what Shabbos. So therefore, it's not nira k'memasne l'chal Shabbos. So therefore, they in such a situation, there's no gzer. And similarly, from the Dvar Mitzvah, they also said that you go for a mitzvah, you're not going to Michal Shabbos. But if you're going stam at a pleasure, and you're doing it 3 days close to Shabbos, and there's a chance that you can end up in a situation of Pekuch Nefesh where you'll be forced to Michal the Shabbos, that is nira kiyum mas nechal the Shabbos, and therefore it's also to do within 3 days. Zeshtit in Balamar. That will come out according to his Shita, big chiddush, but it's also big chiddush for a kula. That as long as you start the action 3 days before Shabbos, so you're allowed to begin a situation where even though you will know that you will eventually get to a matzav of a sakana, but as long as you start it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we don't care. You'll be Michal Shabbos. You're going to be Michal Shabbos. But if you start it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's mutter. And this will chayim married to Gechirish. Because we could argue, not so clear. You could argue and say that if you know for sure you're going to a matzav of sakana, absolutely it's no choice to avoid it, and you'll have to be Michal Shabbos in order to save your life, it's like an asr. The only time that the Balamari maybe was matter is because they went on the Sfina. A Sfina doesn't always get into a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, not always does the Sfina break down, not always is there a storm at sea, and therefore it's a question, you go by Roif, maybe Roif times, there is no Pekuach Nefesh. But what will be in a situation where it's klar, that it's borer, that you're going to have to mechal the Shabbos, is the Baal Amor also matter to go out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even though I know for sure I'll be mechal the Shabbos, but when Shabbos comes, I'm in a Pekuach Nefesh situation? So the Baal Amor doesn't address this clearly, but the Rishonim who followed the Baal Amor and discuss his Shita do. And we find that this is the Machlekes in the Rishonim. The Mechaber himself, in Resh Mem Ches Siv Dalad, brings down the Shita of the Rivosh. The Rivosh brings down this Baal Amor. And Paskin's Medina, that those that are going out in the Shayora and the Midbar, they're going out through the desert. And the Lashon is, Va'akoyel Yoidim Shehen Tzrichim L'chalon Shabbos. It's a fact. It's not shaykh to survive a trip through Midbar without being Michal Shabbos. Zok the Rivosh Mutur Lasis came. For the Nechshav Zelichilin, it's not considered a Chilin Shabbos because you left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Shabbos, you'll be Michal Shabbos because it's a kind of Safashis. Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra. Are you putting yourself in that situation? Going Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is not considered putting yourself in that situation. Just stated in the Rav Ashi, the Mechaber brings out further from the Rashbats. The situation over there was a tshuva from the Rashbats. Somebody had an opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Shayara came, a caravan came that he could join, that he could go to Eretz Yisrael and Gevaldik and Mitzvah. And he knows klar that the caravan is going to go on Shabbos as well. They're not going to wait for him. They don't have time to wait. So therefore, they're going to continue going Shabbos. And there's no way that he could stay in the Midbar on Shabbos by himself because it's a sakana to be in the Midbar. So he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos by going with them, either out to Tchum or drive, or whatever he has to do, but it's going to be a Mechal Shabbos. Stating in the Rashbat, since mitzvah is such a gewaltig mitzvah, the mitzvah is mutter, even within 3 days of Shabbos. Because with the mitzvah we find there's no such a lach of emafliga. So this is what the Mechaber brings down in the name of these two Rishonim. The Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah brings down in the name of the Knesset HaGedolah, in the name of the Ma'ariv ben Lev, another Rishon, that he also speaks about this Balamari, and he says, no, the Balamari's heter is only in a situation where it's a suffix. We don't know. It might be Chol Shabbos, it may not be Chol Shabbos. So therefore, if it's within 3 days, it's also Rachma suffix, and before 3 days, it's Mutter. But in Yudea Bevadai, Shitztorach L'chalalus HaShabbos, even according to the Balamor, it's Osir, even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and even B'makom Mitzvah. So it's Machlek Zushoinim, and the Mishneh Berurah himself in the Bir Halacha, Paskins L'chumra. And he says that the Emerson, the whole din of the Balamor, is not necessarily accepted. Because we find at least four other ways of explaining the Sugya. We mentioned Tosfos Shita, we mentioned the Rabbeinu Chananel, we mentioned the Rif, we mentioned the Ramban. According to their explanation of the Sugya, there's no basis for the whole Balamar. Because the Balamar builds this whole heter that you're allowed to go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even though you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, Atzvikoch Nefesh, based on his explanation of the Gemara. But if you explain the Gemara in one of the other four ways that the Rishonim do, so then there's no basis for this halach at all. And the truth is that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings down the other Rishonim as well. He brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel, he brings down the Rif. So he paskens like the other Rishonim as well. So therefore, says the Be'er Halacha, the whole Balamar is a suffix. Rav Rishonim don't agree with the Balamar. And even in the Balamar Shita, we find the Machlekes Rishonim, whether the Balamar meant only B'makom Safik, or even B'makom Vaday. And therefore, Halacha L'Baisa says the Mishneh Berurah that the din is like the Magen Avraham, and like the Radvaz, and like the Ma'ariv ben Lev, that you cannot be making and be Mechal Shabbos and go out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday if you know for sure that this is going to cause you a Chil Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.